Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been kind of watching this whole witch hunt with pharmaceutical companies when it comes to the opioid crisis, and I'm sorry I'm a little slanted by it, okay? You know, Walgreens is, I guess, getting sued, too, for the opioid epidemic. And I understand a lot of people are pretty ticked. There's been over, what, 400,000 opioid-related deaths over a 20-year period between 1997 and 2017. So, you know, people want blood. People want answers. 400,000 people dying in 20 years, not good. I get that we do have an opioid crisis. But, again, I'm just a little hesitant on wanting to fry any company that made a medication that allowed my patients, friends, family, neighbors, relief when they were in pain. And when you sue the companies that are making the same medications that people are using to have cancer and diabetic neuropathy and spinal stenosis and just unbelievable pain, I just kind of get the feeling that something really, really bad is going to happen. Like, we're not going to have any pain medicines out there. So let me just kind of bring you guys up to date. Four drug companies have now reached a last-minute opioid settlement, $260 million. But that's just with two Ohio counties. All right? I mean, we have counties all over suing. And these include Teva, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson. Whether it was a brand name or whether it was a generic name, they were found guilty of underreporting or, shall we say, not exaggerating or emphasizing the addictive potential of their medications and marketing that could have possibly led to this opioid epidemic. Again, I'm just not convinced, not to the tune of $260 million. Walgreens is, I guess, a fifth defendant. Walgreens. We don't know if they've reached a settlement. And Walgreens is saying, we just filled the prescriptions that the doctors wrote. Now, some people don't buy that. Okay? You're following orders. You know, why didn't you think to not follow the orders? Yet, is it the pharmacy's job to say, no, I'm looking at this prescription, no, you've had too many. You're not going to get it from here. You know, it's very interesting. Years ago, this was probably about 5-6 years ago, when the opioid crisis started, some of my patients said that they couldn't get their medication at certain pharmacies. They were out. And this was after, I think, Walgreens got sued originally for the opioids. I forget which county or state sued them. And all of a sudden, patients were telling me they can't go to certain pharmacies because they just ran out. And I guess so they looked like they would be under a number because I guess they were being accused of giving out 1 million doses. Well, 1 million pills in a large city in a year or two's time isn't really that many when you look at the population. So if pharmacies and pharmaceutical companies are getting sued to the tune of $260 million, and that's just a couple counties, what are we looking at here? Are any of these pharmaceutical companies going to ever go into the research R&D development of a new pain medication? If somebody says that it contributed to a crisis, if I was a pharmaceutical company, I would say, no, I'll pass. So it's getting harder to get narcotics. It's getting harder to get prescriptions that have to do with opiates. It's ticking off a lot of people with pain. But for those that have addiction issues, they are compensating with other drugs. And so we're now hearing that meth is on the rise. Wisconsin is dealing with more meth deaths. Apparently in Ohio, overdose deaths, including meth and other psychostimulants, grew over 5,000%. And if you kind of look at the CDC's data, in the last couple years, even though we have been hitting this opioid crisis and the education and our campaign pretty hard, death rates are still rising. Is it because there's a panic that, oh, I can't get my medication? Is it that, you know what, since we're going to now not have opioids, I might want to supplement with coke or meth? Meth started to become really popular in the 90s. And we start to actually see it surpass cocaine for some time. But if you look at the CDC numbers, I mean, there are thousands of overdose deaths that don't include opioids, and it's rising in terms of these other drugs, or we call them psychostimulants. So when we fought tobacco, we grew a couple new epidemics, one in vaping and one in obesity, right? Because people aren't, you know, smoking to stop their cravings. They just eating. So as we're stopping, as we're trying to fight the opioid crisis, we're going to have more people be pushed to drugs, whether it's legal marijuana or whether it's illegal meth. And the whole point we're missing with all these lawsuits, with all these settlements, with all these charts, is you have people that are trying to self-treat something, whether it's their depression, whether it's their boredom, whether it's pain, whether it's lack of energy. We have people self-treating. Drug use is self-treating. It's self-medicating. Whether it's for funsies or whether it's for them feeling bad or whether it's them preventing a withdrawal. And nobody, none of these articles in front of me are addressing that. It's all about let's sue Teva for their role for generic oxycodone. Well, didn't we want generic medications? Didn't we want to have generic medications for our cancer patients? Didn't they do good? But now, no, they're a pharmaceutical company. They have money. Let's sue. So these pharmaceutical companies, they're going to pay. Because right now, it's all about, let's go after the pharmaceutical companies. So it's, that's kind of now, you know, that's the whole, we're coming up on break. Darn. So vilifying pharmaceutical companies may feel good now, but it's going to hit us hard. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you guys heard of this case where a man's, I guess, microbiome, the bacteria in his body, started to make alcohol, and he got drunk. We talked about a case like this years ago. It's a dangerous syndrome where his gut becomes a brewery. And they end up fermenting alcohol. But not fun. It's called auto-brewery syndrome. It's a rare condition where when you ingest carbohydrates and the bacteria start to ferment them, they can produce alcohol. But what happened is it was triggered by antibiotics. So he's 46 years old, and he rarely drank alcohol, maybe once in a while. And back in 2011, he had completed a course of antibiotics for a thumb injury. Within 1 week of finishing his medications, he reported experiencing personality changes, depression, brain fog, aggressive behavior, and memory loss. So, he was referred to a psychiatrist and given antidepressants. But it was only when he was pulled over by police one morning in an apparent case of drunk driving that's when somebody figured out what was going on. They pulled him over, but he refused to take a breathalyzer test. He was hospitalized, and tests showed that he had a blood alcohol level of 200 milligrams per deciliter, which is basically the equivalent to having drunk approximately 10 alcoholic drinks. And it was enough to make him confused, disoriented, impaired balance, and slurred speech. Hospital personnel and police refused to believe him when he repeatedly denied alcohol ingestion. Now, this case report was from Richmond University Medical Center. So he was discharged from the hospital, and he sought treatment at a clinic in Ohio. In medical tests, most of his readings looked normal, but his stool sample showed the presence of Saccharomyces cerevisiae. That's known as brewer's yeast. And there was a related fungus. So S. cerevisiae, right, cerveza, beer, S. cerevisiae has a long history in beer brewing and winemaking, as it helps ferment carbohydrates and produces alcohol. So he was treated at the clinic, and then his ABS diagnosis revealed itself in other flare-ups, the most serious involving a fall when he was inebriated and resulted in intracranial bleeding. So he fell and hit his head. While recovering in the hospital, his blood alcohol spiked to 400. So one easy, and if you're like, how the heck did he get out of going to jail? How did the police finally believe him? Well, it's very easy. If you're admitted to the hospital and you're not given any alcohol and you're watched 24/7 and your blood alcohol content rises, there's some proof. So, you know, because you're basically naked in a gown. Nobody's, you know, he could have no visitors. If nobody's giving him alcohol and his level keeps rising, that was probably enough for the police. But I can't say for sure because Science Alert's not talking about that. But while he was back in the hospital with an intracranial bleed because he fell on his head, his blood alcohol spiked as high as 400, twice the concentration when he was pulled over. But still, medical staff refused to believe that he did not drink alcohol. So fortunately for the patient, he sought treatment with Richmond University specialists who used a combination of antifungal therapies and probiotics. Because, again, this is a microflora. This is a microbiome. Bacteria in the gut are doing this. And with the exception of one relapse, because he had some pizza and soda, his fungal growths appear to have been successfully treated. So here he is, 1.5 years later. He remains asymptomatic, has resumed his previous lifestyle, eats a normal diet, still checking his breath alcohol levels sporadically. Will they let him drive if he keeps his blood alcohol levels down? I'm sure they will. But, you know, the police, whether this is a medical condition or you drinking alcohol, their job is to keep the streets safe. So if he's acting inebriated, whether it's from a medical condition or what, you're getting pulled over. So that's the thing. A lot of us do things that really impair our driving. You know, we talked about this years ago, taking Benadryl, diphenhydramine for allergies. If you take that during the day, don't even think about getting in your car. For some people, taking Claritin or Zantac, other antihistamines, can also make them tired. Blood pressure medicine can make you tired. Pain medication can make you loopy. A lot of you guys take Xanax during the day. That's a DUI. Driving under the influence. It could be the influence of your mother-in-law. It's influence. So, according to the field team, Fahad Malik, now a chief medical resident at University of Alabama in Birmingham, said for years no one believed him. The police, doctors, nurses, and even his family told him he wasn't telling the truth, that he must be a closet drinker. And he's like, I swear to God, I'm not drinking. So now the auto-brewing fungus, you know, how it colonizes insides, we don't know, but they think it happened because of antibiotics. Antibiotics killed away the bacteria that kept the fungus at bay, and there was some fungus there that decided to grow. And once he had it, he had it. So they say, we believe our patient's symptoms were triggered by exposure to antibiotics, which resulted in a change in his gastrointestinal microbiome, allowing fungal overgrowth, the authors explain, noting that we are only starting to recognize the complexity of this rare and probably underdiagnosed condition. So if you want to check it out, it's at BMJ Open Gastroenterology. Fantastic case report. Scary thing for this man. And I'm not saying now every person who gets pulled over needs to be ruled out for that. But when somebody says, I swear to God, I'm not drinking, that they might not be lying. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michelle Velez, who I've worked with for many years at NBC News 3 Las Vegas, has opened up about a rare condition. And it's a very, very scary time for her. And she has bravely opened up about her her molar pregnancy. And she's a newscaster in Las Vegas, anchor. And she's undergoing chemotherapy now because it's a cancer. She says, it's a molar pregnancy, which is an abnormality of the placenta, and it is caused by an issue during fertilization, according to the American Pregnancy Association. It's also called gestational trophoblastic disease. Occurs in 1 out of every 1,000 pregnancies. It causes abnormal tissue to grow within the uterus, may cause malignant growths that require chemotherapy. So, Michelle, beautiful lady, fantastic journalist, writes, I'm not exactly sure how to do this, so I'm just going to give it to you straight. As many of you know, I've had some health issues in the past few months. Honestly, we didn't exactly know what was wrong until now. Last week, she goes, I was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer that was caused by an abnormal pregnancy. It's extremely complicated, so I'll try to make it easy to understand as possible. Before I do, I want you to know that my kind of cancer is treatable. We have every reason to believe I will recover free and clear. Just getting to that point is going to be tough. What I had was called a molar pregnancy. It's not a viable pregnancy, meaning a fetus never formed, but instead of miscarrying, the pregnancy continued to grow and produce invasive placental tissue. Since the placenta is still there, the body mimics a pregnancy, spikes the pregnancy hormone beta-HCG to astronomical levels. Essentially, it was as if I was pregnant with 5 babies at once. It made her sick, caused excessive bleeding. Normally, this could be treated with a surgical procedure to clear the tissue, and then we monitor the levels. But in some cases, it did turn to cancer, spread to other organs, and that's what happened to her. No good reason, she said, just unfortunate dumb luck. Again, the great news is this type of cancer is treatable, and my doctors have every reason to believe I will be free and clear at the end of this. The bad news is I have to go through aggressive chemo to kill it. Yes, I will probably lose my hair and experience other side effects of chemo. I have already made it through my first 2 treatments this week. Total number of rounds all depends on how long it takes the HCG levels to get to 0. She's in Las Vegas, Nevada, and she looks like she's, you know, fighting this with a lot of strength and personality, and she's a fighter. I love her. I'm a huge fan of hers. She said, I can't really put into words what it's like to find out you have cancer. Devastating, shocking, and terrifying for starters. But there's so much more to this I never understood. I plan to be as open and transparent about this journey as I can because it's the only way I know how to be. So, it's rare. I mean, I only saw one case, I believe, in training. And it's where, instead of it being a pregnancy, it's a tissue that decides to rapidly grow. Luckily, it's very hormonal sensitive, so these types of pregnancies can be treated, but it's still a very, very scary time. So she started chemotherapy, is going to be losing her hair. She's still beautiful no matter what. And we'll keep you guys posted on how she's doing, and hopefully when she feels up to it, we'll have her come on the show. And it's sending prayers. Michelle, really hope you get over this as easily as possible. We definitely miss your spirit in the news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about fecal transplants. Yep, fecal transplants are back in the news. And they're thinking about using them for people with IBS. But you need to have a super donor. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crews are continuing to go door-to-door assessing damage in North Texas after a tornado touched down in Dallas on Sunday night. This woman tells Fox News,
I was sitting in the dining room table when I heard a lot of wind and it started raining hail. Apartment started shaking. So we all ran to this under the stairway inside the closet and we just heard everything just flying around.
Thousands of people in Dallas are still without power. President Trump says a ceasefire between Turkish and Kurdish forces is holding up in northern Syria. Hosting a cabinet meeting at the White House on Monday, the president says this is very good news and that both sides suffered losses before the ceasefire was agreed to late last week. And White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says he will not testify in the House impeachment inquiry this week. Vogt tweeted that the fake news media incorrectly reported that he would be testifying. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we go to get to the fecal transplant case, because that's a happy story. Really quickly here, this kind of came across my desk. If you reach menopause before the age of 50, it may increase your chances of developing cardiovascular disease. Now, I started hot flashing in my 30s. I'm not still close to 50, and I'm going through menopause. So this definitely caught my eye. They say researchers found that women who reached menopause when they were 40 to 44 years old were 40% more likely to have non-fatal cardiovascular problems like angina, heart attack, or stroke before age 60 than were women who reached menopause at age 50 or 51. They said reaching menopause at 45 to 49 corresponded with a 17% risk. The findings published in The Lancet Public Health. Now, they're based on an analysis of data from 15 studies looking at 300,000 women in the U.S., Britain, Australia, Japan, Scandinavia, spanning over 70 years. So, menopause is when you haven't had a period for 12 months. It's a normal part of aging, and it occurs, on average, 51, 52 years old. The problem is a lot of us are on medications or IUDs that stop our periods, so we have no idea if we're in menopause. So the study did not determine why cardiovascular problems were more prevalent. We think it's because your estrogen is dropping and estrogen is protective. And there we go. It noted that the drop in estrogen levels that accompanies menopause may play a role in this. Yeah, that's kind of has been the working theory now for decades. Heart disease is the leading cause of death for women in the United States still. Heart disease still. It accounts for 1 in 5 deaths, according to the CDC. And not just men, women. People think heart attacks is a male problem. It's a women problem, too. The American Heart Association points out that menopause does not cause cardiovascular disease. Certain risk factors would, like maybe your blood pressure might go up, cholesterol might go up, you might gain weight. A lot of us gain weight with menopause. See, I did. The majority of my weight gain happened in my late 30s. And I'm like, what? I was skinny. What happened? Well, I started to go through menopause. I didn't know that then. Because again, who thought to check when you're in your late 30s? Now, of course, if you smoke, if you don't get enough exercise, that could also be an issue. So, you know, what does that mean? So for those of you that don't know if you're in menopause, get it checked. Very easy to do. A couple ways to do it. There's a blood test. They can look at your hormones, the FSH and the LH. Those are signals from the brain. If those signals are low, that means the brain doesn't really have to yell at your female organs because they're still working and doing what they need to. But if the signal is high, that means the brain is trying to scream at your organs to work. And if your ovaries aren't really ovulating anymore, then there's no feedback mechanism and your FSH and LH stays high. That's one way to tell if you're in menopause. The other way to tell if you're in menopause is by getting a maturation index on your cervix. When we do a pap smear, we could take the cells and we could look at the cells. And if the cells seem more superficial than kind of, you know, juicy and youthful looking, we can tell you're going into menopause. So I think it is important for us to know. A lot of people don't care. They're like, I don't care. No big thing. So what? A lot of people don't want to know because they feel like, you know, they're older now and going to turn into a grandma. That really, going through menopause doesn't turn you into a grandma. You're going to be a grandma if your kids have kids. That's kind of how that works. And, you know, I got to tell you, I was asked by some younger people, you know, how does it feel to, like, start going into that next stage? And I'm just still in disbelief because in my mind, I'm still 20 or 16. You know, when I look at myself in the mirror, I don't look at myself as older me. I look at myself as, you know, and it's because I'll smile in the mirror. I'll make, you know, whenever you look at yourself in the mirror, you quickly move and change positions to like what you see. If you don't like what you see, you quickly move and change it subconsciously. And if I just look at myself in the mirror, I see some pictures of myself, I'm like, dang, I'm getting old. But you want to know what? It's better than the alternative. Yeah, and you just got to embrace age. You know, I'm happy. I love my husband. I love my kids. And I love where I'm at. Do I want to be 20 years old right now? I really don't. If somebody could say you could go back in time and be 20, I would say, can I be 20 with my kids, with my husband, with, you know, my jobs? Or do I just have to go back to when I was 20? I don't want to go back to when I was 20. I really don't. I don't need to bet on the Super Bowl when the Broncos won. I don't need to do that. You know? So if you love your life and you really don't want to go back to your youth, you're doing good. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Although, if I could go back in time, I might have gotten a fecal transplant. So I was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome when I was in medical school. Not fun. And irritable bowel syndrome is where everything else has been excluded. They don't think you have cancer. They don't think you have, you know, colitis or inflammatory bowel disease. But you seem to get bloated. You get gassy. You alternate through constipation or diarrhea. And, you know, you got to be really, really careful with what you eat. Well, you know, a lot of us have that as we get older. And so there's kind of this umbrella term called irritable bowel syndrome. Unfortunately, it's very devastating for a lot of us because if we eat, we always have to plan when we could go to the bathroom. Or we have to really, really watch what we eat, which we kind of should be doing anyway. And sometimes it's uncomfortable. But they say if you have a fecal transplant by a super donor, you might have symptom relief. So a large randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial found that fecal microbiota transplantation significantly improved IBS symptoms in nearly half of patients. The study was presented by lead researcher Magdi El Salhi, a professor in the Department of Clinical Medicine at the University of Bergen in Norway. And an estimated 10 to 15% of us Americans have IBS. That's according to the American College of Gastroenterology. So you could have cramping, bloating, constipation, diarrhea. Sometimes we have a lot of pain. It doesn't damage the intestines, but you just kind of wonder if there is some long-term damage. So they think maybe it's because of our microbiome. Maybe we just don't have the best bacteria and the signals they're sending and the way they ferment carbs. Something is bothering us. So what if we did a fecal transplant? Now, we've studied fecal transplants when we looked at Clostridium difficile infections, where you take an antibiotic, then you kind of have a super bug that starts to grow, and your other bacteria can't fight it. So one way to fight it, if antibiotics don't work, is transplanting feces. So fecal microbiota transplantation works by repopulating the gut with a healthier array of microorganisms. But it's got to be come from a donor, somebody else. And they have to transplant their stool into your gut. So Dr. El Salhi and his colleagues recruited 164 patients who have been diagnosed with the condition. And before treatment, the patients were asked about their symptoms. Then they were assigned to receive 30 grams of a solution. Don't worry, they didn't have to taste it. Containing their own feces, which would be kind of placebo, right? Because that's not new. That's kind of, you know, they don't know it's placebo, but, you know, basically with placebo, you don't want them to go, oh, I feel so much better. You know, you let them think, you know, they don't know if they're getting their own or the medication or whatever. Or they could get one or two doses of feces from a super donor. The doses are delivered to the intestine through a tube inserted in the mouth down the throat, so an NG tube. 3 months later, the patients were again asked to detail their symptoms. Compared to before treatment, 23.6% of patients in the placebo group said they felt better. Those who received the lower dose of super donor feces, almost 76.9% had an improvement. In the higher dose, 89.1%. They also found symptom remission. So 35.2% did not, once the bacteria kind of wore off or whatever, 35.2% relapsed, didn't relapse, 47.3% didn't relapse in the higher dose, as opposed to 5.5% with those of placebo. So if you don't have good bowel bacteria, you might need to have transplantation. Now, they tried it in form of a pill years ago. So if this ends up being the panacea for those of us with bowel issues, I'll take the pill. I don't care, but just don't make a brown pill. Make it like hot pink or something like that. 1-877-DR-DALY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So you're going to see blue pumpkins around Halloween. And, you know, my favorite color is blue. So I love Halloween, and I think Halloween's a fun holiday, and the whole orange and black thing and yellow is really, really cool. you know, with some streaks of gobbling green and, you know. But if I saw a blue, you know, candy bag, I just love blue. I think blue is my favorite color. Well, parents are using this blue color as a very significant matter in terms of allowing people to identify that the kid has autism. Because a child with autism, severe autism, may not act like some of the other kids do. And if people see that he has a blue candy bag, they might understand to not scare him, right, when he comes up the sidewalk, to not, if they offer a bowl of candy, just pick one, and he doesn't, to help him, that kind of thing. So it's kind of the blue candy bucket. They've been around for a while. And I don't understand, because they say a mom, that this is picking up steam. I thought blue pumpkins have been around for a while for autism. Omaris Taylor shared a Facebook post saying she's going to give her 3-year-old son, who was nonverbal, a blue bucket for trick-or-treating. She said that when she and her son were out for Halloween last year, people waited for him to say trick-or-treat before giving candy. So please allow him or anyone with a blue bucket to enjoy this day. So I'm glad she did this. I'm glad she reminded, because I don't think a lot of people know what the blue bucket is. It's just your kid's not going to go trick-or-treat. Now, the thing is the average kid doesn't go trick-or-treat anymore. They just come up and the people just give them candy. They don't really wait for somebody. I mean, I don't know in your neck of the woods, but in our neck of the woods, you know, people like just go. Here's the candy, go. I got more people to give candy to, and then, you know, I'm missing my Netflix show. Kristen Roth, Chief Marketing Officer for the Autism Society of America, said in a statement that the idea to use blue buckets is one example of creating an adaptive, enjoyable experience for children with autism. While blue Halloween buckets are not a standardized practice, we have seen individuals with autism and families create various messaging to indicate that someone is autistic and may communicate differently. 2016, the Autism Society of America released tips for parents with children with autism. They say Halloween could be a wonderful and exciting event, but the lack of routine and hidden faces may be among the stressors that make Halloween less fun for our loved ones on the autism spectrum. So they have recommended to make sure a Halloween plan is in place. If going out for Halloween isn't an option, they recommend throwing a Halloween party at home. Consider throwing a Halloween party at your house. Then you and your child can work together to plan decorations, food, and guests. Nothing is a surprise, and you will still get to enjoy your Halloween. So, family members who are on the autism spectrum, you know, some of them do well, some of them might not, you know, appreciate all the kind of wah-ha-ha-ha and the weird sounds and the masks and all that, and it may be kind of very unfamiliar. And so, I think this is good, you know, considering we have, 1 in 56 people, children born on the autism spectrum, there's a lot more kids out there that do have, you know, levels of autism. What are we going to do? We're going to go to a friend's house, go to a party, and then we're going to trick-or-treat. I still trick-or-treat as a grown-up. I think it's fun. We go trick-or-drinking, which really isn't the smartest thing to do, but we'll talk about that at the time. But we go to people's houses, and we have a real good time. I love Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays. But it is very scary. You know, we're going to be talking about also driving. You got to be really, really careful as you're trying to get home. You're trying to race home because, you know, your family's like, come on, I want to go trick-or-treating. Hurry, hurry, hurry. So you got out of work late. That's why I always recommend get people off work early for Halloween. Because, you know, they need to be with their families, and we don't want them driving around when it's dark. But, you know, people are racing home because they got to get home for the festivities, and unfortunately you got kids running around the place. So I know you're in a hurry, but know that there's going to be kids trick-or-treating at like 4 or 5, during the afternoon. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a mom loses her arm because she unfortunately got exposed to one of these flesh-eating bugs. She's 26 years old, she's a mother of two, and she was in a coma for 11 days. She was originally rushed to the hospital with flu-like symptoms, including feeling sick and a high temperature, as well as pain in her arm. But she ended up having necrotizing fasciitis an infection which kills the skin, muscle, soft tissue. It goes along a plane underneath a plane underneath the muscle over the fascia, and that covers other muscle, and it has a superhighway, like an autobahn, for bacteria to get to where it wants to. So her body started to turn in places black and purple. She went into life-threatening sepsis. The immune system tries to protect the brain, tries to protect the heart, and says to heck with the feet, hands. So unfortunately, 26-year-old from Utah started deteriorating, went into a coma, and surgeons removed 40% of the infected tissue in her arm to try to fight the infection, but her only chance of survival was to amputate it at the shoulder. So now, 9 months later, even though she lost her left arm, she's doing really good. She shared her story, you know, and it's rough. And you look at the prosthesis, or not the prosthesis, but you look at her, the wound, it's pretty significant. So how did she get it? I don't think they, you know, she said she woke up in the middle of the night. She felt like she had dislocated her arm. It was so sore. And apparently there was some port that a bacteria got into. These flesh-eating infections are caused by a lot of different bacteria. The most common is strep. Not staph, but strep. And a very nasty, toxic strep can find its way into a layer that covers your muscle. So it could go directly vertical, past all your layers of the skin, find its way deep, and then spread. What makes this so scary is you don't see the redness, you don't see the pus, you don't see the oozing. So, unfortunately, you just feel bad. And I do a lot of telemedicine, and I have people call in going, oh, I just kind of feel off. I think it's the flu, but it doesn't feel like the flu. And, you know, you're like, well, do you have any cuts? Do you have any, you know, redness anywhere? Any swelling? Any? And the majority of them are like, no, I don't think I have any. And they might forget that they have a little cut in their foot or on their leg or something. So whenever you feel bad, don't just let somebody call it the flu. Let them test you for flu. And if it's not flu, they need to run, you know, a blood count to see if you have any sort of bacteria. And then your doctor needs to, I mean, completely comb through everything on your body to see if they could find where there, you know, could have been a source. But a lot of times the part that does get infected starts to get gangrenous and starts to show. Unfortunately, people that get this flesh-eating bacteria, 40% can die. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A study came out saying a potato puree is an ideal race fuel for athletes and can boost performance just as much as these trendy carbohydrate drinks. They say 60-gram dose every hour can act as race fuel. And they tried this on cyclists. They gave cyclists 2.1 ounces of carbohydrate from potato every hour, and they finished the race 6 minutes faster than those who were sipping just water. Well, of course, you're burning through your, you know, carbohydrate stores. And it worked even better than sugar-laden and expensive carb gel pouches. So apparently there's something called Power Gel from Power Bar. And it just allows you to, you know, cram some carbs. But potato's cheap. Cut it up. Puree it. I'd like a potato pancake. Make it like a latke or something like that. Then I'll eat it when I'm cycling. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.